We are on page Lamed Beis, in the middle of explaining Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu, and we're up to Melech HaOlam.
What's the for next week?
After next week, Baruch Hashem, I guess, I have a wedding every night, so I'm going to be in next week, and the week after I'm away. So after tonight, we'll resume Elul, middle of August, the Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, this is it for 7 weeks. Tonight and then Elul. Elul. Okay? You can hold that that long. Next week is Mishmar, but I have a look. Okay. Well, tonight we're going to learn something very gishmak. Melech HaOlam. Because Melech HaOlam is the translation, the king, Olam means your Yaki, is supposed to touch like the Yakis do. I'll tell you what the Tumul about Olam is. He doesn't go straight into it, but the Tumul is whether Olam means eternity, or, in other words, it's space, it's time, or Olam means all the places of existence, which means space. What? Ha'olam means the...
According to Einstein, the two aspects are the same thing.
It's space-time. So two aspects are the same thing, but it's hard for us to talk about it that way. The king of... But maybe that's the answer what? L'olam l'olam is the same thing. Every time it says olam, the question is, How to? What's the proper thing? What does it say in all the translations? It says the king of the world. When it says Chei Olamim, it says the worlds, or it says eternity. It's interesting. I will read what he says here, but he jumps later when he gets to Rivayin Kol Olamim. On page Samach, he discusses the literal translation. And he brings from Shan Shofal Hirsch there. In the paragraph that starts with Mara and Shan Shofal Hirsch, he says, first he says, Olam Elashem Ne'alam, which is what he's going to say here. Olam means the hidden existence. Shenelam Yitanu Ma'aseh Bereishis. This part I'm going to explain when we read it here. But then he says, Nimsa, halfway down, Nimsa Sheshayach Lechanois Hazman Shalmachar B'Shem Olam. He says, future, Zman Shalmachar, could be called Olam. Shehayayim Nelam Yimenu. Today, it's hidden from us. As man shalom achar, the future. Every day. So every day the future is hidden. So Olam means the hidden future. Kashiif nehayayim, when the day will pass, v'yagi adam liyam amachras, and tomorrow will arrive, harinela mashiach b'yayim shalom achrav, v'lazman abba. What's future to that is hidden. Chen tikarei ischalko sazmanim b'shem Olamim. So he says Olamim means eternity. All the times, all the hidden times. What?
What's the difference between Olam and Olamim?
You're right. When you say eternity and eternities, it's the same thing. But I'll give you an example. He'll give an example in a moment. This is Hanu Kol Yom Yom Chashav Shal Charega Verega. Ulfiza In Kavanas Olamim Kamei Olamois. When we take out the Sefer Torah. Those of us who say alakol, I know there's at least one person here who says it. It's Baruch Hashem, we say over there, then we say olamais. And here we say chei olamim. What is olamim and olamais? So he says olamim goes on time.
What?
Time, olamim means eternity. And ein kavanas olamim kamei olamais. So olamois is space, and olamim is time. Elisha b'tevis olamim said olam calls man b'shahayu, b'shem oid built the yaduim. So he says olam is the future, and olamim is the past and the future. What's present? The present doesn't really exist. It only exists for a moment. Right. Of course it exists. But then he says, in the next paragraph, we say, most Ashkenazim say, Baruch Chai O Chai Olamim. What do you say? Chai Olamim. Most Ashkenazim say Chai Olamim. If you listen to the Sfaradim, they say Baruch Chai Olamim. Baruch Chai is Rishayim, really. If it's Chai Olamim or Chai Olamim. What? A very big difference in meaning. Chai is not a noun. Chai Olamim is, he's the life force of Olamim, of all time. Olamim, he said, is he has time. So Chai Olamim would mean he's the life force of all time. But since he just now said that Olamim, well, he said Olamim is time. You know, let's read it. He says in the next paragraph. Agav Nevar, Meshachayin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chai Olamim, Shebemachloi Kishnuya Imloimer Chai Olamim, Mitzerei, Oichai Bepatach. He gives you some Aramukaimis. Kavanah Sadover, Shechai Mitzerei, it's Smichus. Hainu Shu Shoirei Shachayim, Chai Olamim, he's the life force of Shalkola Olamim. Claim Shekadosh Baruch Hu, Mechaya, as Kol Kiyam Vechel Mitzius Shalo Asid. Meshbaruch was the life force of Olamim, of eternity. Aval, Minik Shalachazin Frieslander? Was that a typo? The Yaki Chazin was Frieslander. Frieslander? With a design? Not really. So he says the Minik of the Chazin Frieslander was the Shatz of Kaladas Yeshurim in Frankfurt. Hayaloimer Chai, the Patach, the Seif Yishtabach, Chinu Nusik Hamburg. Hagonik Shbarchu Chai La'ilam. He lives forever. Olamim is man. So he's saying the meaning of the Yaki community, like Shoshua Hirsch, is that Olamim is, as he explained, it means eternity. So Chai Olamim, Hashem exists forever. Chai, God is Chai. Olamim forever. Chai Olamim would mean he's the life force of. No, it doesn't mean forever then. If you say Chai Olamim, God is the life force of everything. Now, of course, it's forever, but that's not what the word is saying. According to Rav Schwab, Olamim always means man. Not according to Rav Schwab. There are those who say that Olam means space, means worlds. And they translate Chai Olamim, Hashem is the life force or the source of life for all the worlds. Chai Olamim. Basically, Rav Shon Shlomo Hirsch and Rav Schwab goes with that is that Olam usually means Zman, and it should be Chai Olamim, Hashem is a Kaviyachal, alive forever. For those who disagree, say Chai Olamim means that Hashem is the life force of all the worlds. It's very awkward to say the life force of all time. It's so possible.
The big nafkamina is that there are theories in physics, especially now, which are saying that the universe is not necessarily forever, and it can come to an end. So,
talking about whether the universe is forever or not, so that's what he talks about here. Of course it's not forever, right? There's a before and there's an after. Okay, so after we got through with Olam being space or time, now let's see what he says on our page, on page Lamed Beis. Something very awkward or deep, I don't know which word to use. Melech Olam, B'Tanach Milas Olam Hu Meloshen Helam. B'Tanach Olam means hidden, Davishu Behester. The kavanas ha-posik min ha-olam v'ad ha-olam. Say, Hashem is God min ha-olam v'ad ha-olam. Who? What does that mean? Al hanelam shekadam l'briyas ha-olam. On the hidden state of, the hidden, H-I-D-D-E-N, the hidden state of existence that's before the world was created. V'ad ha-olam ha-shati ha-achrei k'chaloysa mitziya sh'ayalma. So now, Olam doesn't mean, it means everything outside of our space and time. Before Bria, min ha'olam, from the hidden existence that we can't understand that was before creation, ad ha'olam until the hidden existence which will come after creation, after the world as we know it comes to an end. ובאמצע שתי עולמות, between those two helms, האלו נמצאת התקופה שבו אנו ממלאים את התפקיד הנועד לנו מהבריאה של השמיים. It's a time that we have to live out our lives in this world. ובלושן חכמים מאירה העולם, so till now it's לושן תנ"ך. The תנ"ך, עולם means hidden. ובלושן חכמים מאירה העולם, כמו שאנו רגילים לפרשי. עולם is, as we say, the world or eternity. Even existence in this world is not as it seems. It's really a very hidden state of existence. Even in this world, we see only the shell. I mean, not only this, which scientists have taught us, every item in the world is created, mechibur alfei alafim viribbe rivavais pirurei chaymer bilti niral ayin. All of existence is really a collection of minute parts of matter that are not visible. Anikra molecule is a mischalik l'chaymer dakshal adam hamurkim mekaiches elektronium shema husa yudua, which is exists from electrons, protons, or some the subatomic particles that we don't really understand. We observe, we don't really know what they're made of. So certainly that's a helam, that's hidden. You know, the fact that this table is not real, it's not really hard, it just seems to be. Yeah, Rishwab didn't live that long ago. He's writing this about 40 years ago. It's already. And when I was a boy in school, we knew that there's nothing smaller than an atom. We knew for certain that there's nothing, as they taught us. The atom is the smallest. Alright? Anyway, Ela, Shagama Geshem, Hanira, besides that, even the Gashmias we see, Urak Panam Chitzayim, Lailam Aruchni Atam and Bay, is really a spiritual world around us that we don't see. V'yesh Oilam Shein Inikaklal, Kagan Oilam Amalachim, Kisei Akavayt, the world of angels and of the God's holy throne, Hari Kaloilam Kulai, who beemis tarmi vinelam. Really, all of existence is hidden. Tachash li tosi and mshate shabari manig is barashamai. It's hard to think of the world this way. We perceive everything as real. And I think Einstein once said that only two things are infinite: the universe and stupidity. And I'm not sure about the universe. So, what?
Taxes and debt.
Okay. So, the point being that really our understanding of the Bria is extremely, you know, when you talk about angels and about Sfosim and Mitzvahs, so it's all a matter of faith. It's all a matter of belief. And now when you talk about atoms and subatomic particles and you talk about all these things, and it's also a matter of faith. It's just faith that science has somehow, it's incredible. It's incredible. Without having seen things, science discovered things really by reason. A lot of things are really not observable.
They have what's called the Higgs boson particle. From the Hadrian Collider, that 27 months, for like a millionth of a second, they have this
repository. There are no pictures of it, though. No, they don't. They have drawings of it. Yeah, I understand. They have evidence that it exists. But, at any rate, whatever it is. Ubamis. The fact that existence is hidden is not just existence. It's the way the world is run. The way the world is run, things being fair and unfair, etc. It's really a riddle. We don't understand God's cheshbon. The chazalim shilu is there. And God and the Chazal gave this as a famous marshal. A traveler who sees a building on fire. Omar, Tamer Shabir Zubalay Manik. Did this come about on its own? There's no owner, there's nobody running this building. Hitzitzala Balabira, Omalayadiu Balabira. So he said, I'm the Balabira. It's interesting, it doesn't say why there's a fire in the Medrash. It's just something inconceivable, and there's somebody doing it for whatever reason he has. Ad kan. Sharaya binya before of akolam akamir yavi b'seder na'ah. Somebody sees a beautiful building, and everything is orderly, in orderly fashion. Yavin shah yeshmanek labira. He understands that a building doesn't come into existence on its own. Avim raya shabir in the srefes be'eish vein ish samalev. If there's a fire and no one's putting it out, when everything looks orderly, he says, okay, he's certainly a master of this building. But when it's in disorder, he say, where's the master of the building? Same thing with the world. This whole world is a bira de lekes. Whether you see Reidais HaAdama, earthquakes, Ubaruch HaSaren, storms, or Shtifa Samayim, or floods, Hazadainim, Bechaloyim Roim, Shtifa Samayim, Hazadainim, Bechaloyim Roim, Rachman Alson, Hen, Befrach, Mashan, Kumayes, Avtisuk, Apayali Oven, Harik Shabain of Taimar, Shabir Rizu Blaimanik. Somebody who finds it difficult to say, there's no master. God is the king over all that is hidden. So we say, Melech Ha'ilam, God is the king over all of existence, but we express existence as things that are hidden. I want to share with you in the introduction, Rav Schwab brings an exchange with the Chassam Sefer's son, met Rav Breuer. And he asked him if he could say, he could repeat something from Rav Sham Shofar Hirsch. And he was given the opportunity to say something of particular interest. Rav Sham Seifer's son, Rav Shimon Seifer, Benach Sham Seifer, Shimon Seifer, the Abad of Krakow, Shimon Seifer, he says, Benach Samsev, he's on page Chavav. He writes, it's such a beautiful insight into Adayin Olam, really into Baruch Atah Hashem. He brings on page Chavav, Shemati from Rav Breuer, Shoshama Miyaviv, Meiri, Rav Schwab's Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Zalman Breuer, Shapam Shalu Yedidai Hagayin, Rav Shimon Seifer, Abad Kraka Benach Samsev, he's the youngest son of Samsever. Shayim Aloy Ezi Milim Al Yisa, tell me a geschmack of art, b'shem chama of Mara and Rishon Shaval Hirsch. Va'on Eloi, listen to what he told him. Hechelek harishin shal dein olam, mafleg b'raymumus hakel v'gedulasai. It talks about the lofty existence of God, His greatness, haya hay v'viyah b'sifara. And in other words, it says, dein olam Hashem alach, b'terem kol yitzin nivro. We talk about Hashem being before everything. Right? So we go through it, and then he says, for who? The God I just described, who is limitless, Keli, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God over everything without limit, who akela prati shali? He turns and he pays his attention to me. He's my personal God. Yeshi shaychus ishus elav, ishus elav. Va'kod shabiktanim yochel afanes ladayne v'chaleis v'ayinu v'yisbarach mashkiach al yonim. It's a way to stand into davening. He explains the next paragraph. A way to go into davening is to have that akara. That's why that recognition that everything begins with Adonai Olam, Hashem Allah, B'terem Kol Yitzin Nivra, the whole Adonai Olam, the God who's without limit in past and the future, and controls all the Olamos. But Baruch Atah Hashem, we talk first person to God, Melech HaOlam, the God who's the king over all of existence. So it's the idea to feel a personal connection. He says that's how you're supposed to go into Shemayna Esrei. V'hu Keli V'chai Ge'ali, to have a personal connection. Okay, so with that we take a 7 or 8 week break, I think. Yitzhak Shem will send out an email.